What is your 2023 resolution or word for the year? If you're experiencing thinning or brittle hair and regular or occasional hair loss, your resolutions should focus on whole body care. And if you need the one word reminder, think stimulation. Hello, thank you for listening to Thyroid Hair Loss Connection Podcast, a science-based, honest, candid conversation about how your thyroid affects your hair. You will learn practical solutions to hair growth, healing your thyroid, and balancing hormones with holistic nutrition approach and the latest treatments. Your hosts, me, Natalia Sanzo, a registered dietitian, aka Nashville thyroid expert, and Kimberly Vaughn, a board-certified trichologist, hair loss specialist, and coach. To stay up to date on the latest topics, make sure to subscribe to our channel. We also cannot do this without you. Send us a question to the link below and tune in each week for the answers. Now, let's head to the show.
Natalia, glad you're here today to help us dive into the hottest topic of 2023, the five keys to healthy, clean scalp and to strengthen your hair.
Hi, Kimberly. I'm so excited to hear what you came up with, because I know you prepared for this podcast and you gathered together the best tips and tricks our listeners can implement today to improve their hair growth.
Oh, yes. And there are so many. But I've tried to narrow it down to five keys. You know, we've had a previous episode. Listeners, if you haven't checked this one out, we have the pros and cons, or the myths and the fables, if you will, back in our first season of what works and what doesn't, right, for a healthy scalp and to grow your hair. This particular episode, though, we're going to focus specifically on the hygiene of the scalp and making sure that we give our listeners five key tips and takeaways so that they can practice this at home and really make a difference in a new routine into 2023. We all know the importance of hygiene for our body and our teeth, which is pretty straightforward, right? Take a bath or a shower, especially when you're smelly, and wash those smelly areas specifically with soap. Brush your teeth after each meal, or at least twice a day, and do not forget to floss. Now that's from the dentist. These directives do not seem to vary much across the United States, and I'm sure most countries are very much the same. The controversy actually comes about when our listeners and our consumers begin searching online, good Google, here we go, or Yahoo, and asking advice from friends and family on how often and how frequently or how they should actually be shampooing their hair. Every day, we have new clients that walk through our doors at HPI with varying explanations on why they shampoo daily or why they only shampoo twice a week, all the way to twice a month. So, listeners, in today's episode, we will share these five optimal care keys and tips to help you develop a new routine for your particular hair and scalp concerns. So let's kick this off by providing the list. So the first is, we're going to start with cleaning our scalp. Now, Natalia, you know, when you started coming to HPI, we had a nice little discussion about how many times to shampoo and the importance of cleaning your scalp. What do you remember about that when you first came in?
Well, first, I don't remember much, because you know how you try to block out the information or the stuff you don't like? Your brain is just so... I chose not to listen to very valid points that you were providing. You were telling me that I should clean my scalp better and more often, more than once a week or twice a week. But I'm going to tell you that I still wash my hair twice a week, but because of you, now it's with intention.
Right.
Now I spend more time in the shower and doing like a three-step process. I use a scrub first, almost on like damp hair, damp scalp, not with too much water. And then I massage it with that, with the scrub. Then I shampoo, like I do a mask, like a pre-wash. Then I do the actual shampooing. And so, yeah, now I have a multi-step instead of just stepping into the shower and just getting out of it.
Throwing on shampoo and just stepping out and moving on. Right. And I'm going to dive into all of those steps that Natalia talked about. But the one thing I want to clarify, so she used the term scrub. Let's put that on the back burner and let's redefine that in just a minute, okay? So we talk about cleansing. And so the number one thing that you'll see online many times and that you'll hear from stylists or physicians and providers, either one, oh, you should shampoo every day, or the other set says, oh, no, you should start shampooing less. So there's reasons for both of those answers. What we want to do is to help you, the listener, break this down. So the first category I'm going to speak about are listeners who are not experiencing hair shedding currently. This doesn't mean that your hair is not thin or it's not fine. It just means that you are not experiencing an aggressive amount of shedding. So the first thing that you're going to do is select the proper product, first and foremost. Natural is great. However, not always best if you have an oily scalp. So be aware of one important fact, that your hair and your scalp are completely different and need to be cared for very differently, i.e., check the pH levels of all the products that you're using. Your scalp is a differing pH than your hair. Thus, we need to make sure that we're cleansing our scalp differently than we are our hair. I know I just said that, but I'm going to say it again and again and again because it is so key to the success of a clean, healthy scalp. The next is that if you're having a hard time understanding what is the proper product to use, I want you to do a couple of things. One, if you feel like your hairstylist is really in tune to what's going on with your hair and he or she seems to be aware and understand thinning hair and hair loss, then ask them for their advice on scalp care. Otherwise, definitely jump in and check out our website. I'm going to give you some names of three different product lines step three or four here that will give you some other alternatives if you do not have that professional in your life right now. And certainly, as Natalia and I have always mentioned, you know, jump onto this website, click, you know, to schedule a 15-minute analysis with us, either one, because all these issues that I'm explaining about the scalp definitely go much deeper than this. And the next category of listener is that listener with the active shed and the listener who has very fine, thin, fragile hair. And before I step into this explanation on cleansing the best keys for cleansing with this client who truly has that fine, thin hair, one of the keys is, Natalia, really diving deep, right? And making sure there's no other underlying issue.
Absolutely, yes. You can be shampooing your hair and doing all the steps that you mentioned daily. But if your thyroid lab work is not in optimal ranges, if you have vitamin mineral deficiencies, if you have high stress, none of those techniques will save you from shedding your hair.
That's exactly right. So number one, get in tune with what's going on with your body. So again, for you listeners with the fine, fragile hair that are actively shedding now, proper cleansers are key to begin this scalp routine. And just remember, this scalp routine is going to be paramount for your success in slowing that shedding down and expanding and strengthening the existing hair that you have growing today. So first, we want you to go back and we want you to check in with your stylist. You know, typically that individual is someone that you trust and that you've been working with. However, I will say, in defense of all stylists, they are taught very, very little about trichology and hair loss in school. So do not feel disappointed or let down if they don't have the proper answers or the products that they have recommended to you in the past have not worked. I want you to look around your neighborhood, look around your community, look within your state, and see if there's a trichology team that is there that you can reach out to and have an online consultation. At least. Furthermore, certainly if you can get into a clinic, you want to go in and have a trichoscope you performed on your scalp and truly get to the nature of the reason for the loss. Now, here's the step where I was mentioning, if you do not have a recommendation or a professional that's able to advise you, then we would like you to jump on the website, on the e-store, look at the differing lines. There's three treatment lines that we truly have. One is called Replinology. Its tagline is 21 to grow, and the product is very natural. It's very easy to use, but it's very different than a typical natural shampoo. The next is going to be by the company Hair Loss Control Center, easily named, or the acronym is HLCC. This is actually the product line that we have Natalia using. And when she talked about the scrub, what she's actually describing is a pre or a post cleansing product that we apply to the scalp. It remains in the scalp in post-shampooing. Pre-shampooing, we like to leave it on for about 10 minutes. But it is a differing pH, so it helps start to break down and remove the buildup of oil and dead skin that's laying on the scalp. You know, with our skin, Natalia, we can go and have a facial, right? Or have any kind of skincare or body care treatment done. And the first thing that we do, or that the professional provider does, is exfoliate and slough off, right? All of that dead skin. And then we can even be more severe and have peels done to where they're even more aggressive. However, we can't be that aggressive with our scalp because then if our hair is already fragile and it's thinning, we're going to break that hair at the root. And so now we're just defeating our purpose, right? So we have to be careful. The third product that I wanted to mention, which is also on the website, is a product called Triphasic. This is a treatment line by a very high regarded European manufacturer, Rene Ferderer. They are very focused on scalp care. They also have a line that we feature on our e-store. So we've talked about cleansing the scalp. Now let's move to the next phase of where we talk about that stimulation. This also comes back to what Natalia mentioned a moment ago about being deliberate, right? So stimulation is key when you're shampooing. The idea is that this scalp massage with the pads of your fingers is key to a proper shampoo. When you're stimulating and circulating the skin around the cranial bone, that's causing stimulation and blood flow and oxygen flow. And that's the key to a healthier hair bulb or hair root. So if for some reason, if you're listening and you have an arthritic condition or if your hands or your arms are not up for this challenge, you can also check out other types of actual electric devices. But be careful with this because whatever you do, don't use something with a pointy or a sharp end. You want to use something that's very soft and supple, and you want to move it around on the scalp. Again, this is not hair treatment. This is scalp treatment. Right, Natalia?
Absolutely. I'm paying attention.
All right. Then next, here we go. Third is detoxifying. So we're going to use detoxifying instead of scrubbing. So it's very important for this step. So listen closely. This process can be performed at home or in a professional salon or certainly a trichology clinic. Some of us produce more sebum than others, where some women have very little oil-producing hormones left in their system, right? Natalia, like pre- and post-menopausal women will start to see that the blood flow, certainly, but then also oil production will slow down in the skin as well as the scalp. So when the body produces too much sebum, it can build up on the scalp. otherwise, when there's not enough, then the dead skin continues to exfoliate itself, but it has nowhere to go. There's no way to remove this unless we support and help this. If we don't help remove the dead skin and the oil, this causes a blockage or a barricade. And so the new hairs that are forming in the follicle are not able to break their way through the line of the scalp, or called the stratum corneum. So think of it as a brick wall, right? It's just not able to get through. So best solution here is recommended to detoxify the scalp at least once a week for the first 3 to 4 weeks when you start this treatment process. Then from there, at least once to twice a month going forward. Step 4, guess what? Stimulate, circulate again, right? So if you're washing and shampooing in the morning, I want you to massage your scalp again at night, whether you're applying a topical treatment, whether you're misting it with moisture, I want you to stimulate and circulate again. Last and fifth is to moisturize the scalp. So when we talk about a term which always follows shampoo, right, is conditioner. This is not a conditioner that you would think of. This is truly a moisturizer for your scalp. Natalia, after you cleanse your skin, what do you apply?
Oh, I apply half a bottle of dry shampoo. So instead of moisturizing, I'm actually drying it out, because guess what I'm not doing? I'm not washing my hair for the next 4 to 5 days.
Yeah. And so,
Wrong, right? So
that's the reason, if we don't moisturize that scalp after we've applied the dry shampoo or after we've applied any other products, everything continues to dry and that debris continues to sit on the scalp and the scalp gets drier and drier. So moisturizing the scalp is extremely important, just as it is with our faces and our skin. And so moisturizing the scalp is different, right? We're going to moisturize with a water-soluble product. And this is a true moisture-absorbing product that's free from heavy oils. And when I talk about oils, listener, I'm talking about polymers, petroleum, keratins, all the things that you see on the back labels of your products. So this is a very, very critical step of getting that moisture onto the scalp, working it into the scalp. Therefore, there probably will need to be a secondary product used for the hair itself. Natalia has long hair and has color-treated hair, so she's going to use a very different product from maybe, say, her ear level all the way down to her ends, because she's going to need to strengthen that hair and to give it some more keratin for support. So that's my 5 steps. We hope that you've gained new insight and education on how to kick off your 2023 scalp care treatment plan today. And as always, if any of the steps that I've explained need additional clarification, don't hesitate to connect with Natalia. We both offer a 15-minute analysis. Select the Book Now consultation buttons below this episode or on our websites, and we'll get you taken care of as soon as possible. And until next time, you know, make it a great hair day.